It's time to crank open the mailboxes, inboxes, and all of your apps to find out what new music is happening at WNCW. It's On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Thank you for being here for episode 16. In this episode, lots of artists who are brand new or who have at least come to us more recently. Not one, but two long-standing favorite regional artists will set a spectrum of moods to go from sunny to downright gritty. And we'll sync up one of Shuggy Otis's great tunes for our segue of the week. Plus, there's DJ for a Day. I get to talk with Brendan Greaves from his record label Paradise of Bachelors as we explore what it's like to run a record label, how all of that works. It's a neat conversation. Stick around. We'll get things started with Rachel Bayman. She's 27 years old. She lives in Nashville, Tennessee, with about half of the other professional musicians in the world. She is also a member of the folk duo 10 String Symphony. It's a duo. They both play violin, so there you go, 10 strings. She's got a new one called Shame, and this tune, Getting Ready to Start, begins On the Way Up.
Go. to be all that I think I should be. This is my face, it has its grace. This is the song that lingers on. This is the time to drink green ocean wine. Pushing so hard to see everything instantly. I'll take a rest in the sand and dream about holding your hand. There is a smile in these warm, salty tears.
Fascinating record from Leslie Kernochan. Her last name is spelled K-E-R-N-O-C-H-A-N. Tumbleweed, that tune from A Calm Sun here on WNCW's New Music Podcast on the Way Up. This album came out in Europe earlier in the year, and Leslie had a very successful tour of Germany. Her first record was a cappella. Her second was rock and pop and jazz. And this one is more in an Americana and country vein. And this has some great variety to the sounds on the record from Leslie Kernochan. The Mastersons, husband and wife duo Chris Masterson and Eleanor Whitmore in the middle. That was the tune Perfect from Transient Lullaby. The Mastersons have toured with Sunvolt, and Eleanor has played fiddle with Kelly Willis. Both were also in Steve Earle's touring band. This is their third album, and this record is about keeping their relationship together while living on the road. That tune, it's about a portrait of a broken couple who still managed to find a kind of a strange optimism. We began things with Rachel Baiman, that tune Getting Ready to Start from her album Shame, which has the theme of exploring growing up female in America. Some really arresting lyrics on this disc. This is her first album of original songs. Now let's go into a kind of a gritty direction here and get to one of our favorite regional singer-songwriters. He is also a lawyer, or at least used to be, David Childers. This is the title track to Run, Skeleton, Run.
There's a skeleton in my living room, telling many woes. His cold eyes blaze with anger. His beard is white as bone. His parents both were drunkards. They never told him thanks. They didn't come to meet him after he robbed his first bank. He had to fight to prove his name. Meant more than sorry drunk. He died so cold and sober, his corpse never stunk.
Shotgun blast. Get your grip with a skeleton map.
Run, skeleton, run.
Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard.
Run, skeleton, run.
Killed your wife out of jealousy. Judge and jury said first degree. Strung you up on a big old tree.
Run, skeleton.
Get back in the ground, don't be no fool. You end up in the medical school. Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard.
Run, skeleton, run.
Yeah! Run! Skeleton, run! Run, run! From the mountain. Skeleton, run, run, skeleton, run, run, skeleton, run, run.
To look down, don't you ever ask for pity. If you're gonna slip up now, you got a long way to fall. Strike up another deal with the devil you've been meaning to call. Two 2,000 miles in the span of a week. Cross the Atlantic before you got any sleep. Living about time and paying interest on every hour. Ain't it funny what a man will do to be another brick in the tower? Business, it's the cost. Doing business.
If I told you once, it's been a thousand times. Gonna tell the truth, be sure that it rhymes. Otherwise, somebody like I'm gonna come and shoot you down. Be sure to set fire to that bridge on your way out of town. Night I made my bed in an open grave, kept warm by a fire from some dollars to save. Night I had a dream about a hound on a fox tree. In the morning could never wonder, maybe that boy fox would be me. Rather speculate, spectators line up, stop placing the bets. Do no use getting all suspicious. It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of doing business.
When they try and tell you what you can and can't do, resist. When they say what you don't know, tell them to go back to school, resist. When they try and tell you who is and ain't your neighbor, resist. When they won't pay you and exploit your labor,
we want freedom, man.
We want freedom and we want it now. generation that will not bow down. That's still a generation that stood in solidarity. That's still a generation who believed in the poor. That's still a generation. And they'll save you. And they'll save me. Well done. Well done. Well done.
The debut from Reverend Sekou. That was Resist from In Times Like These. As the ordained minister and civil rights activist, Reverend Sekou, one article said that the album is an homage to Standing Rock. Another said it was about last year's presidential election. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. Reverend Sekou is backed by Luther and Cody Dickinson. He is also an author, theologian, and documentary filmmaker. Christopher Paul Stelling in the middle, The Cost of Doing Business is the song from Itinerant Areas. He was named by The Village Voice as the best folk artist in 2015. Rolling Stone included him in their list of new artists you need to know that same year. It may be hard to believe, but this album was arranged on the spot, recorded live, and finished in 8 days. The video for this tune was shot at Echo Mountain Studio in Asheville, and you can also find that on YouTube. At the top, David Childers. He gives us Run, Skeleton, Run, produced by another great North Carolinian, Don Dixon. You know him from producing early REM records, also a nice long solo career. David Childers said that he painted a bunch of skeletons in 2015 and 2016, and one just seemed to beg to have some words painted on it. Run, Skeleton, Run popped into his head, and he thought it was a good phrase to build a song around too. Next up, DJ For A Day. You ever wondered what it's like to run a record label? Well, we're going to explore that with Brendan Greaves from Paradise of Bachelors. On today's DJ For A Day on WNCW's On The Way Up New Music Podcast, I have the pleasure of speaking with Brendan Greaves from the record label Paradise of Bachelors. I thought about how much do I really know about record labels? A little bit. Well, how much do you know about record labels? Because you see the record in the store or maybe even just online. What does it take to make that all happen? Welcome to the show, Brendan.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
How did you get the idea to start a record label, and what is it like to be there?
Well, it was really a fluke, an accident to begin with. It was kind of a case of mistaken identity, I suppose. I met a man named David Lee out west of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a little town called Shelby. I was working on a fieldwork project out there for the Earl Scruggs Center and wanted to make his music available again. He had owned several small labels and stereo and music equipment, PA rental shop in the early 60s through the late 80s, and had recorded some amazing soul and gospel and rock and roll 45s that were impossible to find other than very expensively via eBay and record dealers. So I approached him about trying to release some of this material on a compilation, and he thought I was someone else. He thought I was Jason Perlmutter, who was a guy I hadn't met at the time, but was another youngish white guy from the Chapel Hill, Durham area asking about his music. So he confused the two of us and thought we had already spoken. And that's how I met Jason, who was a co-founder of the label and my first partner for the first few releases. So I thought that was just a one-off project to highlight Mr. Lee's music and legacy. But it sold out before it was released, and I thought, well, maybe this could be more. And after a few releases, I had the opportunity to grow it a bit more, and now we're up to, I guess, between 6 or 8 releases a year, and, well, we're edging up on number 40 within the next year or so.
Well, that said, I Had a Vision compilation is exquisite, and we've enjoyed that here at WNCW. And you've also done some other neat reissues from bands like Plant and Sea, another North Carolina group, also Mike Cooper. We also play some of your newer artists like Jake Xerxes Fussell and some of your records from His Golden Messenger and Steve Gunn, for example. So it seems that your label is more geared towards music that you're connected to, that you already love in some way or another, this is not exactly a way to make boatloads of money.
I don't know that it's that for anyone, really, but we do take the business part of it seriously, and we pay our artists royalties, and some of them have made quite a lot over the years. He has sales of albums they've released through Paradise of Bachelors, but no, it's not making anybody rich. And you know, I think there's sort of a democratization of the music industry, which is really great in some ways, but it's also flattening as far as, you know, career options. So, you know, we're a small boutique label and we curate according to our taste and what we find interesting musically and historically and culturally and sometimes politically. And that is certainly first and foremost. You know, we do always consider what an album's potential is as far as sales, but that is never the foremost concern.
From what I've gathered from talking to some artists on labels other than Paradise of Bachelors, but not major labels, maybe some regional labels, the way that things work nowadays, or the way that things can work in some situations, is it's more 50-50. It's more of a partnership with the artist and the label kind of giving equal portions of what goes into making the record, etc. Is that the way it is at Paradise of Bachelors?
Well, not so much as far as covering costs initially, but you know, our model for artist deals, I think, is pretty common as far as most independent labels these days, in that we're really just pursuing a profit-sharing deal. So basically, we pay for the record, the label pays for the expenses, you know, sometimes recording the album, sometimes the album's already done, but all of the mastering and production and publicity and PR and marketing and distribution costs, all those things are something that we cover. And then we look at net profits and split those with the artist. And that's quite typical of what I think a lot of independent labels do these days. It's sort of the model that most folks follow because it's easier to understand and easier to handle as far as accounting and bookkeeping. And it's also much more transparent than old-fashioned royalty point deals, which are very arcane and very easy to abuse, historically speaking.
Was there anything about starting a record label that you had to learn the hard way? Do you have any advice for somebody that might be interested in following your path?
I guess we learned all of it the hard way, honestly. I mean, there's a lot of trial and error and stumbling along. And I think the one thing that makes that easier is the fact that, to some extent, all labels are doing that these days because things are changing so rapidly. So whether you're a small label or a larger label, even if you're a major label, I think there's still a sense of trying to figure out what works in today's world of music and the ecosystem of distributing and receiving music, and it's constantly changing. But, you know, we were slow to embrace streaming music, and I sort of wish we had earlier, and it's still something that we're trying to build. You know, a lot of our fans tend to be people who are also really into vinyl or CDs and into physical artifacts, so it's been kind of a challenge figuring out how to translate the appeal of the artifact and the artwork into a digital format. So that's been an interesting learning curve, and I think we've been successful doing it thus far, but there's always a lot of room to grow there. And it's different for labels that are working primarily in the digital realm. I don't know, in terms of advice for others, this began as an art project, essentially, and a folklore and research project, and I've been lucky to be able to pursue it in that context, and that keeps it fresh and interesting to me. So, you know, I think you have to have a love for the material and the artists, and otherwise it's a really crazy thing to undertake. Unless you have that passion and that interest, you need to want to be telling stories and introducing people to music and working within the arcana of the strange music industry to move forward successfully with anything like this. But it's been a lot of fun for us.
We're talking with Brendan Greaves of the record label Paradise of Bachelors on today's DJ for a Day. Thanks for your time, Brendan.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been great talking with you.
Back to the music we go, and another debut. This is Nick Hakim and the tune Roller Skates from Green Twins.
Bubbling up in my blood when I'm making music, yeah. I hear a Thank you.
wrapping up the show with our segue of the week, Shuggy Otis, in the title track to 1974's Inspiration Information. It charted at number 56 on the United States R&B charts that year, and it remains a classic, at least in a lot of musical corners around the world. Shuggy Otis, who was also known for having turned down a gig as a guitarist in the Rolling Stones. Stephanie Morgan in the middle. You may know her from Stephanie's Id. Stephanie's Id called it quits last year, but we get this nice new record called Chrysalism, and that tune, I Hear a Symphony. It's not as trippy as Stephanie's Id's music was, a little bit more straightforward melodically, but a lot of great grooves on this one. Stephanie Morgan following Nick Hakim, and that was Roller Skates from Green Twins. It's his debut, the New York City resident whose parents immigrated from Peru. He and engineer Andrew Sarlo studied production techniques from Phil Spector and High Records to get the sound they wanted, and this album took 3 years to make. Nick says, "We wanted to imagine what it would have sounded like if RZA had produced a Portishead album." That sounds about right to me. Well, it also sounds like that's it for our show. My name is Joe Kendrick, thanking you for being here. Thanks to Kim Clark for researching all of these great artists that you hear on the Way Up. Please do support the music that you enjoy hearing on this podcast. Everything that we do at WNCW is supported by listeners like you, and you can join us by becoming a member anytime on our website at wncw.org. Now here's our theme song from Eliza Lynn to take us away.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground.